This is Changing Healthcare, a podcast about accelerating transformation from Change Healthcare, where insights and technology meet to help make healthcare work better for everyone.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Changing Healthcare, a podcast about accelerating transformation. I'm your host, Sarah Linares, and today our guest is the VP and Head of Solutions at Nuna, Dr. Parag Patel. In a landscape where more and more payers and providers are adopting value-based care models, Nuna provides healthcare data and analytics solutions for Medicaid and Medicare, health plans, and provider systems. In our conversation, Parag enlightens us about the benefits of value-based care, how Nuna is addressing challenges in the healthcare industry, and how the Prometheus episode grouper from Change Healthcare has helped Nuna better serve payers, providers, and patients. Welcome, Parag. In your own words, we'd love to hear more about Nuna's mission and who you serve.
Thank you, Sarah, for having me. It's a pleasure to discuss our shared goals. At Nuna, our mission is to make high-quality healthcare affordable for everyone. We do that by re-architecting healthcare's payment system. We're dedicated to tackling one of the nation's biggest problems with ingenuity, creativity, and a keen moral compass. Nuna is committed to simple principles, a rigorous understanding of data, modern technology, and most importantly, compassion and care for our fellow humans. We want to know what really works, what doesn't, and why. You know, a lot of organizations say this, but for us, this is really personal. Jeannie Kim, our co-founder and CEO, brother was diagnosed with severe autism at age 2. Mm. Her family immigrated from Korea, and Jeannie, at that time was age 9, was the only English-speaking member in her family. She had to navigate the U.S. healthcare system to enroll our brother in Medicaid. Since then, fixing healthcare has been her long life mission.
It's such a powerful, touching story. I love that. So you must be running into many challenges out there across healthcare. I'd love to hear more about what specific industry challenges Nuna seeks to address.
I think all of us are aware this figure is being cited quite often. We spend about $3 trillion annually in healthcare, or about $11,000 per capita. The global average is about $5,500. So in spite of that, in spite of we spending 100% more than the global average, we are ranked 27th in life expectancy. 30 million Americans do not have coverage. And most importantly, 67% of bankruptcies in 2020 were related to a healthcare spend a family was not able to pay for. Nuna is tackling this problem head on. 2019, meta-analysis found that 1 in 20 patients experience preventable medical harm, and this harm leads to disability or death of about 12% of type, which is about 440,000 patients every year. This costs about $21 billion. Nuna is trying to address this problem. High healthcare costs disproportionately affect uninsured adults, Black and Hispanic adults, and those with lower income. And on top of that, traditional healthcare, which is fee-for-service, pays for volume of procedures. The more you do, the more you make. So what's the solution? It's incentivizing the right outcomes, which is value-based care. It pays for value, not the volume of healthcare. Nuna has created an industry-leading platform for value-based care. We currently power about $60 billion of value-based care spend, and we ensure about, through our partners, we serve about 6.5 million members.
That's incredible. By the way, the problem itself is heartbreaking. Thanks for shedding light on this problem and creating a platform that will take it head on. Tell me more about your role as head of solutions.
I'm the executive lead for Nuna Solutions team. I own the executive relationship with our client partners, and I'm responsible for client satisfaction. Along with our product and builder leadership, we strive for consistent delivery of Nuna's platform and products to our partner clients. My role involves influencing and driving Nuna's overall business trajectory towards growth, impact, and profitability. We are basically shaping and transforming Nuna's organization and managing the relationships, revenue, and profit. I also partner with thought leaders across industry to operate and innovate on healthcare payments, linkage to performance opportunities, and provide engagement in value-based care. Very exciting a role and so lucky to have such a powerful team that I work with.
Incredible opportunity for you and for all of us to benefit from the work you guys are doing. That brings us to really the current state between payers and providers adopting value-based care models, of course, focusing on social determinants of health and health equity. I'd love to hear about the trends. You know, where is this headed? What impact will it have on the industry?
To effectively reduce disparities and improve the quality and coordination of care, government, providers, healthcare organizations are beginning to collaborate on how to best address the factors that drive gaps between populations. CMS is leading the charge. They recently redesigned the global direct contracting model under a new name. It's called ACO Reach Model, which is Accountable Care Organizations Realizing Equity Access in Community Health. CMS insures more than 55% of U.S. population. It pays for more than 55% of the overall $3.5 trillion in healthcare spending. So they are driving the charge, and we are excited to partner with them. This new model, ACO Reach Model, will test ways to address health inequities by focusing on alternative payment structures that could better support accountable care organizations and care coordination. Another important trend we are seeing is, rather than risk adjusting quality measures for social factors, our health plan customers are considering an alternate payment approach, increasing upfront reimbursement for organizations caring for socially vulnerable population. For example, Massachusetts Medicaid recently provided higher global budgets to managed care organizations with high-risk beneficiaries, which is basically their model combining medical and behavioral diagnosis with social factors such as housing stability and neighborhood stress scores. This is how government is leading the charge, and then obviously commercial and other plans will follow the suit. These are very small but super targeted actions. They are keen promoting health equity goals and incentivizing the right behavior.
Brilliant update. I'm sure there's a lot of people following it, but many that haven't been and can research more about ACO Reach. Tell us more, though, about Nuna's products, how you're enabling efficient contracting and payment operations, and of course, accelerating the adoption of value-based care.
Nuna partners with health systems. We created first end-to-end value-based payment innovation and operating platform. It's called Nuna's Value Platform. It unlocks the next wave of innovation in value-based payments with a value-based payment design suite, which includes dynamic modeling and incentive design. We then operate value-based reporting and payments for new and legacy programs with timely, accurate data and insight. The result is growth in payer value-based business, reduction in settlements time by over 5 times, increased provider engagement, and improved clinical and financial outcome. We currently manage about 70 million lives across all lines of business and thousands of provider contracts. And we're very proud to partner with our existing clients and our prospects who are keenly interested in expanding our platform to their different lines of business.
It's an incredible reach. You should be very proud. We're very proud. So maybe more about how the business model works. How has Nuna been able to deliver on what the market needs in terms of a business model?
Yeah, it goes back to our vision. We're trying to reduce the complexity and the cost associated with healthcare outcomes. Healthcare has been slow in adopting technology if you compare that with other sectors. And there are inherent problems because you're dealing with humans and not just machines. So we try to simplify our business model. We started with a simple SaaS-based platform that manages the entire lifecycle of value-based program. We help design, we help contract, we help operate, and we help pay for it. We have a modular approach. You pay only for what you use. This allows customers to customize a solution based on their business needs, their budgetary priorities, and coexistence with other vendors they might have chosen in their value-based journey. So that's the key piece. You need to coexist with other vendors. There is not a one-size-fits-all solution. And Nuna has been able to create a business model where we can coexist with the existing legacy solutions or even third-party vendors.
That feels like, and tell me if it's right, that that's one of the differentiations about Nuna.
Absolutely.
Is there anything else from a differentiation perspective that comes to mind when you think about how the market's receiving Nuna and what it offers?
Yeah. So one of the key things that we've realized in our about 7-year journey with developing this platform and implementing is that our health plan customers and their provider partners, they're typically in different stages of maturity of their VB programs. They have their own unique challenges. Nuna's VP offers them, value platform offers them the flexibility to choose a solution, either as a full suite of designing a program, managing contracting, operating the program, and paying accurately in time based on their negotiated terms. We are the only industry platform that has the maximum number of CMS land category 1 to 4 models. And by these models, I mean the pay-for-performance models, shared savings models with upside and downside risk, the PCP models, the specialty models, the bundles, the partial, and the global cap. And that's where our partnership with Change Healthcare is so phenomenal. So we basically help in with budgeting, target setting, performance management, settlement, and reconciliation. And that's done by a single platform across multiple performance tiers. So our key advantage here is due to integrated capabilities, the clients actually help get a lot of help in reducing their point solution vendors, which results in a consistent thread of data, lower cost, and reduced HIPAA risk.
Change Healthcare is partnering with Nuna to aid their mission to help make high-quality healthcare affordable and accessible for everyone. Nuna, with tools and technology from Change Healthcare, is leading the way to strengthen the connection between value-based care programs and social determinants of health and turning data into insights that can improve healthcare delivery. Well, you mentioned the partnership with Change. Let's talk about that. You know, health plans, providers need to have accurate data, of course, and meaningful analytics to inform decision-making, true with value-based care and with all parts of healthcare. Change Healthcare's Prometheus solution helps make that happen. So how does the Prometheus episode grouper from Change Healthcare help Nuna specifically to better serve payers, providers, and patients?
A partnership with Change has been truly rewarding for Nuna's customers, for Nuna as a business. And we are extremely proud of what we've been able to accomplish in a relatively short period of time. We have two solutions right now that we are working very actively with. The first part is what we call as the episode analytics, which basically separates the typical cost from the cost related to potentially avoidable conditions. It assigns healthcare services associated cost to specific episodes, spreading the cost across relevant episodes. It is also able to manage the cost and the quality of care. We've been able to operationalize these two solutions, the risk adjustment solution and the episode analytics, across different life cycles of episodes. Whether it is actually analyzing what your overall fee-for-service business looks like, which are the specific market or patients that are kind of ripe for transitioning into an episode-based management. We also help with the budgeting, tracking. And then we have very powerful dashboards that are powered by Prometheus Analytics that give a very streamlined view of where you are in the episode journey. Is it performing as compared to fee-for-service? Where are the opportunities to deliver better care and reduce cost? So it is kind of an end-to-end solution, and Prometheus is integrated very well into that.
And I'd love to hear your thoughts on the methodology itself, right? What would you do if you didn't have it? Why do you believe in this methodology?
Yeah, I think the power of the methodology is a combination of the expertise that Prometheus team brings. This is the industry-leading solution for bundles. It has been operationalized across maximum number of regions. So the first part is the experience that it has been built with. The second piece is the technology itself. The API-based implementation has really reduced the time for us to go live, and the flexibility that it offers based on what market you are in, what kind of claims you're processing, what kind of episodes. The episodes definitions are pretty easy to understand. So it's a pretty rich feature set, and it helps from analyzing, measuring the contract performance, settling the contract. It is also helping in designing the custom episodes, and then also the prospective episodes. So it supports a wide continuum of needs that our clients are throwing at us. And the support that we received from Change and the Prometheus team has been phenomenal. We cannot be more happy with what we've got with this partnership.
That's so great to hear. Thank you for the partnership. Let's get back to this, how it's embedded, right? You've got tools, technology from Change Healthcare embedded in your platform. How do you turn data into insights that then improve healthcare delivery?
Yeah, so we have a very unique approach towards turning data into insights. It starts with the basic use case that you're trying to solve for. As I said before, different companies are in different stages of maturity of their internal analytics and how they take information out of data. Some of them use their own internal tools. Some of them have some third-party tools which they've acquired during the different stages. Where we come in is we provide a model approach based on where you are in your journey. We customize a solution. I'll give you an example of how you can pick and choose based on what your end use cases are. So if you typically look at how healthcare data analytics is structured, is you would just want to understand the historical trends. So that's kind of descriptive analytics, where you just want to understand some trends and you want to do some actions based on that. It could be prescriptive, where you would want to unearth new strategies and think about how you change the course of what has already happened. Forecasting the future, which is the predictive analytics, that's the other piece of it, how we unlock data and take information that can be done much before. A lot of times what happens is the latency in healthcare data, it takes up to 90 days or even more for a claim to get fully processed. And before, by the time it reaches to the provider, it's too late. Either the patient has moved into a high-risk category or the patient is no more attributed to that provider. So the recency of the data is a key challenge that we're trying to address. And then finally, what we call as discovery analytics, determining what to explore next, where to target, and then what action can I take at point of care, which can actually make a change to the patient experience. So we basically work across a different continuum, and the analytics can be customized based on your financial use case, your clinical use case, your operational use case. If you're trying to drive admin cost savings, there's a different strategy that you need to take. If you're trying to impact the point of care, which is working directly with the provider population, there's a different. And then in between is care coordination. So yeah, depending on what your use case are, what your journey is, how riskier population you're managing, how socially disadvantaged population you're managing, we customize that. And since we have the entire book of business, we have a good view across the last 4 years of the population. We are able to provide a streamlined view of the data, the longitudinality of it, and that kind of drives action. So that's kind of the end-to-end definition of what we call as every row of data as a life, and how we make that story available to the end users.
I love that. Every row of data is a life. And you may have heard people say over the years, healthcare is data rich and insight poor. And it feels like with Duna, that's shifting. And you're bringing that insight richness to the people who need it, especially for these populations where it's needed most. So let's talk about security, privacy, compliance. You can't go a week these days without reading about more challenges in attacks in healthcare. So I'd love to hear about your commitment, Nuna's commitment to those areas and how you prioritize that.
As you know, Nuna handles the most critical protected health information along with the financially sensitive information for tens of millions of Americans. So we have to work closely with our distributed compliance, privacy, and engineering teams. We continually augment our data tenancy and security standards. We take pride in protecting the confidentiality, integrity, and availability of all healthcare data, client information, intellectual property, and employee data entrusted to organization. The Nuna security team covers the gamut of security across the corporate and production environments. We secure web applications, product infrastructure, and the corporate infrastructure. And how do we do that? Is basically we work closely to ensure that we are meeting the security standards and providing our customers with the utmost assurance that we keep their data safe by building and maintaining automated solutions, fostering a security-aware culture across teams, and constantly challenging assumptions. We never rest. We keep on questioning the status quo, and that's where we take a lot of pride in where how we handle data, how we secure it, and how we distribute it.
Beautiful. So the future seems bright. What are some of the future plans or growth opportunities that are in store for you and your team?
We are the industry-leading platform. We have more than 17 million members that we are currently managing, about thousands of contracts, and then 60 billion plus in healthcare spend. We are already powering multiple alternate payment models across commercial Medicare, MA, and Medicaid lines of business, across the ACO, primary, and specialty models. Our focus remains the same: cost containment, clinical quality and outcomes, access to care, and member experience. So we're seeing a lot of traction for our solution. We recently started working with a large national health plan, and it's a very exciting time to be at Nuna. We're seeing strong momentum across the payer, provider, and self-insured markets we serve. Our exclusive focus on value-based payments has resulted in rapid adoption of our Nuna Value platform. It's the leading solution right now for operationalizing VBC across different lines of business. So future looks pretty bright. We're trying to manage our growth because we are still a mid-stage company and see that we don't overcommit and not being able to deliver. So yeah, we are at a stage where we're trying to see how we strike the right balance between rapid growth because our clients are loving what we are offering and they want more and more from us. But we're trying to do that in a scalable and a thoughtful manner. Going back to our original principles, our goal is to make sure that we are able to move the needle around cost and quality. And it's easy to get lost in the growth narrative that how soon can you grow? But we're trying to responsibly grow and make sure that the end user, which is basically the member, gets the value from what we do.
That's incredible. And as you decide to add headcount, what an incredible time right now to capture some talent, especially on the tech side in the West Coast with some of the changes happening with the big tech. So many of them with their probably interest in, you know, social impact and how they can use their talent could be great additions to some of these healthcare problems we're facing.
Absolutely. That has been one of our key reasons for success. The people at Nuna are all mission-driven. Almost all of them join because of the story, because of what we stand for. And so we are never short of passion and we are never short of fresh new ideas. And yes, as you rightly said, there is a lot of opportunities that we are throwing at people who come from different backgrounds and different cultures, and we are embracing them. So with the recent changes, you've seen increased traction and need for people to be at Nuna. And that's very exciting.
Well, it is an honor to be a partner, to be in the background supporting you and the mission and the entire organization that makes up Nuna. We're a huge fan, as you know, and I want to thank you so much for taking some time out to tell us more about Nuna, your mission, what the future looks like, and how we're working together.
Thank you, Sarah, for having me. It was a pleasure speaking with you. I look forward to increasing our partnership at Change Prometheus. And we couldn't be more happy with our decision to go with you.
Thank you. A big thanks to Parag for being on the show today and telling us all about Nuna's mission to accelerate the adoption of value-based care and how Change Healthcare plays its part in that. Thanks as well to you for listening. Please remember to leave a review and subscribe. I'm Sarah Linares, and this has been Changing Healthcare, a podcast about accelerating transformation.